Thanks, Dan.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
You lowered your ears.
I knew it.
782. How mysterious, O Lord, that thy spirit dwells in mine. Oh, how marvelous it is into one two spirits twined. One again. How mysterious, O Lord, that thy spirit dwells in mine. Oh, how marvelous it is into one two spirits twined. 782. By the Spirit I can walk, spiritual in spirit be. By the Spirit I can serve, and in spirit worship thee. Through thy word and by my prayer, in thy spirit touching thee, lifted high my spirit is, strengthened shall my spirit be. Make my spirit strong, I pray, other spirits to revive. Lift my spirit high and free, other spirits that may thrive. Time I speak, O Lord, may my spirit actuate, and whatever I may do, let my spirit motivate. Every time my spirit acts, other spirits open me. Every time my spirit moves, others lift it unto thee. Lord, have mercy from above. May thy spirit breathe on me. Then my spirit will be rich, strengthened and refreshed by thee. Lord, have mercy from above. May thy spirit breathe on me. Then my spirit will be rich, strengthened and refreshed by thee.
Amen.
Every time my spirit acts, other spirits open me.
Amen.
Every time my spirit moves, others lift it unto thee.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Make my spirit strong, I pray.
Amen.
Other spirits to revive.
Amen.
Lord, lift our spirits high and free.
Amen.
Other spirits then may thrive.
Amen.
Lord, lift our spirit high and free.
Amen.
Other spirits then may thrive.
Amen. Lord, this morning lift our spirits.
Amen.
High and free.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord. Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus.
Lord, we're so thankful you're the life-giving
spirit. Amen.
Lord, we come open to you this morning.
Amen.
Oh, open to receive your life, Lord.
Amen.
To enjoy your life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, it is the Spirit who gives life.
Amen.
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 That gives life.
Amen.
It is the Spirit that gives life.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The words which I have spoken to you are spirit
and are life.
Amen.
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 By the Spirit, I can walk.
Amen.
Spiritual and in spirit.
Amen.
By the Spirit, I can serve.
Amen.
And in spirit, worship
thee. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen.
Lord, thank you for our spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah
for our spirit.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't have to remain in our emotions.
Amen.
We don't have to remain in our minds.
Amen.
We can turn to our spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus.
We're learning to turn to our spirit.
Amen.
We're learning to take Christ as life.
Amen.
We're learning to feed upon Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, this morning we come to feed on Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
This morning we come to feed on Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, you're the true bread.
Amen.
Lord
the
Jesus.
True bread that came down out of heaven.
Amen.
That if a man eat, he would live forever.
Amen.
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 He who eats me.
Amen.
He shall live because of me.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Because of you, Lord, we live.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, Lord.
564.
Oh.
1114.
What? 564. Let's call.
I have learned the wondrous secret.
Amen.
So much food.
Amen.
What number?
Yeah, what number?
564?
564.
Okay.
Yes.
We've learned the wondrous secret of abiding in the Lord.
Amen.
We've tasted life's pure fountain, and we're drinking of His Word.
Amen.
But we're also eating of His Word.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We have found the strength and sweetness of abiding neath the blood.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
We
like to get lost.
Amen.
Get lost in Jesus.
Amen. Seek into God.
Amen. Seek into God.
Amen.
Amen.
I have learned the wondrous secret of abiding in the Lord. I have tasted life's pure fountain. I am drinking of His Word. I have found the strength and sweetness of abiding in the blood. I have lost myself in Jesus. I am sinking into God. I'm abiding in the Lord and confiding in His Word. I am hiding in the bosom of His love. Yes, abiding in the Lord and confiding in His Word. I am hiding in the bosom of His love. I am crucified with Jesus, and He lives and dwells with me. I have ceased from all my struggling, till no longer I but Thee. All my will is yielding to Him, and His Spirit reigns within. And His precious blood each moment keeps me cleansed and free from sin. I'm abiding in the Lord and confiding in His Word. I am hiding in the bosom of His love. Yes, abiding in the Lord and confiding in His Word. I am hiding in the bosom of His love. All my sickness as I bring Him and He bears them all away. My fears and griefs I tell Him, all my cares from day to day. All my strength I draw from Jesus, by His breath I live and move. In His very mind He gives me, and His faith and life and love. I'm abiding in the Lord and confiding in His Word. I am abiding in the bosom of His love. Yes, abiding in the Lord. I take his wisdom, for my words his spirit's power. For my ways his ceaseless presence guards and guides me every hour. Of my heart he is the portion, of my joy the boundless spring. Savior, sanctifier, healer, glorious Lord and coming King. I'm abiding in the Lord and confiding in his word. I am hiding in the bosom of his love. Yes, abiding in the Lord and confiding in his word. I am hiding in the bosom of his love.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Spirit.
Amen.
All abiding in the Lord.
Amen.
We can taste life's pure fountain.
Amen.
All drinking of his word.
Amen.
That's oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, thank you. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Amen.
Oh, what a wondrous secret we've learned.
Amen.
This morning we have ceased from our struggling.
Amen.
Tis no longer I, but he.
Amen.
Oh, all our will is yielding to him.
Amen.
How his spirit reigns within.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise the Lord.
Lord Jesus.
I have found the strength and sweetness.
Amen.
Amen. I have lost myself in Jesus.
Amen.
I am sinking
into God.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, it's so good to sink into God.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Yes. Yes. Lord Jesus.
This morning we like to be lost in Jesus.
Amen.
We like to be sinked into God.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Amen. Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let's continue to enjoy the Lord with 11:46.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He's come to be our food.
Right. Amen.
Oh, he who eats me will live because of me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our God has become small enough to eat.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 But I see Jesus every day, eating his flesh in such a way, that in the trials, great or small, he as a man will be our all. Eating more of Jesus, eating more of Jesus, why should we undernourish me when we have his humanity? That we are human, Jesus, sleep. Till rivers flood the barren ground and quench the thirst of all around. Drink, drink more of Jesus. Drink, drink more of Jesus. Why should we ever thirsty be when we have his humanity? See Jesus till God can have the fulfillment of Jesus our real meal offering.
Brothers, one.
Let us eat Jesus every day, eating his flesh in such a way that in the trials, great or small, he as a man will be our all. Eat more of Jesus, eat more of Jesus. Why should we undernourished be when we have this humanity?
Till rivers flood.
Amen.
Oh, till everyone's thirst is quenched.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You came down.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right, Lord. You came down out of heaven.
Amen.
You give yourself as food to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord, fill this meeting with so many dishes.
Amen.
Of all the riches of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Lord, we begin with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
Amen.
And by the end, there'll be 12 baskets left over.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Fill our mouths.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, you're the bread of life.
Amen.
Fill us.
Amen.
Fill us. Fill us to the overflow.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Oh, we're just little boys.
Amen.
Oh, giving you our 5 loaves.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Bless and break.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, bless, break, and multiply.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You know, did you know what kind of Christians we are?
Amen.
We are eating Christians.
Amen.
Lord, thank you.
Amen.
You are the bread of life.
Amen.
You know, anyway, this is rather striking. This last, and I don't know how you feel about it, but it says, we'll masticate Jesus.
That's a strong word.
Well, I had heard, we're on John 6. This is not the opening. I'm just kind of overflowing here. Real quick, so I got to be real quick. You know, I remember hearing a while back that in John 6 there's different words for eating in that chapter. You know, just like there's different words for life.
Yeah.
Bios, suke,
Zoe.
Yeah. There's different words. There's 3 different words for eating.
Mm.
The first, and I can't remember how, it was like phago and barosco, something like, I can't remember the term. But there's and they basically translate as eat. But the third one the Lord used to refer to himself is trago, which means to masticate,
to
chew. It's like, wow, the Lord, his intention is that we would take him in.
Amen.
And, did y'all look at that verse?
verse 3, we must eat Jesus till God can't have the fulfillment of his plan. By eating him, he fulfills his plan.
Amen.
Lord, amen. Lord, pray for progression in our eating.
Yes.
Lord, until we are masticating.
Amen.
Lord, thoroughly chewing you.
Yes.
Amen.
Let's thoroughly chew you this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. That's right. Right. Lord, we're here to eat you.
Amen.
Thank you. You're the bread of life.
Amen.
The bread of God.
Amen.
That's amen. Right. We're even looking forward to next week.
Amen.
Lord, may it be a thorough chewing week.
Amen.
A real masticating week.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Digestion begins in the mouth.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
More masticating.
Amen.
Okay, so it's very clear. This week we reviewed the bread of life.
Amen.
So that's referring to Christ. Okay? So what we need to do now, or like to do, or could do, or should do, we don't have a table meeting right now in the morning, but we'll have one in the evening. So this morning we will not have the table, so we'll go right into the prophesying.
Amen.
So before we prophesy, we like to read through the verses with an exercise spirit. And then afterwards, we could grab a couple of verses to chew on,
amen.
Right? Even chew, trago.
Amen.
To chew, finding. Okay, so we could stand up in groups of twos, threes, fours,
amen.
The whole row, and we can read the verses day by day. So let's begin with day one, right?
Yes.
To read through the verses.
Amen.
For the bread of God is he who comes down out of heaven, and gives life to the world.
Amen.
And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall by no means hunger.
Amen.
Work not for the food which perishes, but for the food which abides unto eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Jesus therefore said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, Moses has not given you the bread out of heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread out of heaven.
I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I will give is my flesh, given for the life of the world. Jesus therefore said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within yourselves.
Amen.
Amen.
For my flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me.
Amen.
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
Amen.
So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
I am the bread of life. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life.
Amen.
Okay, so now we would like to get a couple of verses and exercise over those verses. You know, there's this portion here on day six. It says, if we do not touch the Spirit in the Word,
amen,
we cannot receive life. The Spirit is the extract of the Bible.
Amen.
Extract, you know, The life-giving Spirit is embodied in the Word.
Amen.
And I'll give you an example in a minute. It says, when we receive His words by exercising our spirit, we receive the Spirit who is life.
Amen.
You know, I think many of you have heard the example, right? You have the match box and you have the match head.
Yes.
And in it is phosphorus. And what we want is white phosphorus, which is fire. So you have the match box and you have the match head. But in order to get fire, you have to strike the two together.
Amen.
So this morning we want to strike our spirit with the Word.
Amen.
And that initiates the combustion.
Mm.
The combustion. We want some combustion.
Amen.
Right? In that match.
Amen.
And causes fire to come forth.
Right.
All right?
Amen.
So let's go ahead and exercise our spirit this morning, initiating the combustion of the Spirit in the Word.
Amen.
Which day?
Which day? Okay. Let's see. Let's go to day one.
Amen.
And then we'll go back to day four. Okay, day one we have John 6:35. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life, right?
Amen.
So we take that entire verse that's here, and then we go to day four, and we take John 6:57. You know what that verse is? That's the strongest and strangest sentence in the entire Bible. Okay, so when we get to that, we can enjoy it. So day one, John 6:35, and day four, John 6:57. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said to them.
Amen.
Jesus said to them.
He who comes to me.
Amen.
He who comes to me.
Amen.
Oh, come to you.
Amen.
Come to you this morning.
He who comes to me.
Amen.
Oh, this morning we're coming.
Amen.
We're coming.
Amen.
We're coming to you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, shall by no means hunger.
Amen.
No means hunger.
Amen.
Oh, come to me.
Amen.
By no means hunger.
Amen.
Lord, you satisfy our hunger.
Amen.
By no means.
Amen.
By no means.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Without you, we were hungry.
Amen.
Oh, but we have come to you.
Amen.
Oh, we by no means hunger.
Amen.
We like to build up a habit coming to you.
Amen.
Oh, by no means will hunger.
Amen.
Oh, what a word of promise.
Amen.
By no means hunger.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to John 6:57.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As the living Father.
Amen.
As the living Father.
Amen.
Living Father.
Amen.
Father, but the living Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, the living Father has sent me.
Amen.
The living Father has sent me.
Amen.
Amen.
The living Father has sent me.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, the living Father. Father sent you.
Amen.
Oh, and I live because of the Father.
Amen.
Of the Father.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, yes. You live because of the Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Because of the Father.
Amen.
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 Because of the Father.
Amen.
So he who eats me.
Amen. So he who eats me.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Amen. He also.
Amen.
He also shall live.
Amen.
He also shall live.
Amen.
He also shall live.
Amen.
Shall live.
Amen.
Shall live.
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's do a little opening word. And oh, Lord, thank you for such a holy word for morning revival. We are in, dear brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And as the brothers have emphasized over the past, you know, weeks, months, you know, even in this recent conference, you know, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. This is like an underlying burden in the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
And this is also our desire.
Amen.
That we would know the Lord in such a way. Amen. And I hope that this morning's topic, right, something that's very familiarized with so many of us, you know, we would go on and forget
Amen.
The things which are behind and stretch forward
Amen.
To the present Christ.
Amen.
And this present Christ comes to us today as fresh bread.
Amen.
Warm bread. no staleness with him,
Amen.
Right? And I love Amen. Fresh bread, right?
Amen.
We all do, right? So that's how Christ should be to us, right?
Amen.
Should be something living, something fresh
Amen.
In our experience. Okay. I'd like to begin this way by reading something in light. And when I'm reading here introduction, I'm kind of just, my burden is to provide a kind of context,
Amen.
Kind of background. And there's a sentence in day 3 that I'd like to kind of begin with. And it's in day 3 under the gray area, morning nourishment. And it's the last, basically, the second to the last sentence. It begins with the divine thought. Okay? It says the divine thought is not to work for God, but to take Christ as our food and drink.
Amen.
By eating and drinking of Christ, we will be filled with Christ.
Amen.
Then we can properly live for God.
Amen.
I'd like
Amen.
To begin with the statement here, or the sentence, because there was also a question that is related to this in for those who were in the live training. And it's question number 1 that I think really also helps us to put into context this week's ministry. And this is the question. Why is it crucial for us to see why the Lord Jesus came down out of heaven to be the bread of life?
Amen.
So the need is to see. Why is it crucial
yeah.
for him that he came down out of heaven to be the bread of life?
Amen.
The second question in that same question is, and I like this question too, how does this impact our relationship with him?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I wanted to read that statement is because a lot of concepts among many Christians and even among us, we may think that our relationship with God is to work for God. You understand that thought, right? Or do something for God. But as we're going to see through the outline, we're going to see that there's only one central matter. There's only one crucial need. Even there's only one thing that God came to accomplish, and that is to give himself to us as the bread of life.
Amen.
So with that said, I'd like to go into the first Roman numeral. And how about we all read it together? We're just going to read through some of these points, and then I may elaborate a little bit, and it'll be your turn, and we'll have a brother give us a piano warning. Is it 2 minutes, right, brothers?
Yeah.
Okay, 2 minutes. How about we all read Roman numeral one together? Ready, set, go.
If we read John 6 carefully, we should have a deep impression of this chapter and pay attention to the sequence of 7 crucial points.
And this is really important because we need to pay attention to the sequence. It's something orderly, okay? And this, how about we alternate with the brothers and sisters? How about brothers begin letter A, read letter A, and sisters B, and maybe all together letter G. Ready, set, go. Brothers.
The Lord is the bread of life.
The Lord is his bread of life for us to eat.
The Lord also gives his blood for us to drink.
The Lord not only died, but also resurrected.
Because Christ lives in us, we live because of him and live before God.
His spirit, not his physical flesh, gives us life and the life supply.
The spirit is in the Lord's spoken words. His words are spirit and life.
Amen. And I really like to just underline here, if you ever have ever studied the recovery version, the outline. There in the outline, we see that there's even this statement, the need of the hungry, life's feeding. But if you look at those outline points right underneath it, you see a wonderful process that this God-man went through in order to be bread, be the bread of life. And so this points here, that's why there is a need to see the sequence, because every step was a step of the triune God by this God man in order to become hot, fresh, living bread.
Amen.
The resurrected.
Right.
The resurrected bread of life, right?
Amen.
It's a bread that gives us life.
Amen.
So moving on to Roman numeral 2, how about we all read this together also? Ready, set, go.
The primary purpose with which the Lord Jesus came down out of heaven to the earth was to accomplish one central matter, to give himself to us as food, the bread of life, so that he could be eaten by us as spiritual nourishment and be digested by us to become our constitution.
Amen. I really feel this part here answers the second part of that question that I started with, and that is, how does this impact our relationship with him? You know, a lot of Christians speak about relationship with God, but when you ask, what does that look like? It's like, basically, I pray to him and I ask him. But hallelujah, how about this matter? How does that impact the fact that Christ is the bread of life? Oh, you know, that kind of puts a little bit of different spin in our relationship with the Lord. It's an eating Christian, right? What does that mean? That we need to become eating Christians in our relationship with Christ. So what is our relationship? I mean, I don't know about you, but that impacts my relationship with Christ greatly. Because I need to eat daily. Even physically, I eat 3 meals a day and extra. And I drink, I don't know how much. My relationship with food is what? One of receiving, enjoying, tasting, right? And I posed a question to the students. How rich is this Christ? Imagine if your food was without taste, just bland. Who would want to eat, right? But praise the Lord, our God, our triune God, processed and consummated triune God, this Christ has been given to us for us to taste,
Amen.
For us to enjoy.
Amen.
But we need to enjoy him by receiving him, right? How about we read Roman numeral 3? Ready, set, go.
Chapter 6 of the Gospel of John
detailed discourse on the Lord Jesus being the bread of life. He declared, I am the bread of life.
Amen. And you know, it's a detailed course. There is a lot of details to this in this bread of life. But I'd like to hone in on number letter A, I guess. Yeah, A, and then number three. How about we read A and then point three under A together? Ready, set, go.
Many verses in John 6 reveal that for our experience and enjoyment, Christ is the bread of life.
And then three.
We need to exercise our spirit to feed on Him, receiving Him, digesting Him, experiencing Him, enjoying Him, and applying Him moment by moment.
Amen. And I just can't emphasize, and the brothers already talked about the striking of the spirit with our spirit, right? The matter of exercising our spirit. If I'm going to eat the physical food, I need to use four muscles that are connected here in two in my upper jaw and two on my lower jaw. They're called muscles. Well, guess what? Our spirit is also like a muscle.
Amen.
And we need to exercise it, because we don't exercise it, there's no way to contact and receive Christ as the bread of life.
Amen.
So, with that said, how about we read? I'm going to bypass some points that I wanted to speak, but I want to get to Rome numeral 5. Four. How about we all read it together? Ready, set, go.
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and our life.
Amen. So the Lord Jesus, as the bread of life, He comes to us in the way of what? The Spirit and the Word. And I appreciate the Lord's process. He went through a process to become the life-giving Spirit. And this life-giving Spirit brings to us the supply that we desperately need to, not only for our strength, our supply, but also that we would be constituted with this living bread.
Amen.
This constitution actually causes us to have the expression of Christ on the earth again.
Amen.
There is a need for a dying world, a hungry world, to see what are you eating. They need to see what are you eating? What makes you so different? Well, the bread of life that we're eating is the Zoe bread.
Yes.
It's the eternal and divine bread.
Amen.
It's a bread that is full, is divine, and it's eternal in nature.
Amen.
And so with that, I'll stop here as an introductory word. Left so many points out, especially this matter of Christ, the blood and the flesh, the significance of all this. I'll just let you saints fill in if that is something you enjoy. So how about we have Brother Taewon's going to help us with the 2 minutes, and we'll be the first one. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. From week 7 to day 5, today we do not need to contact the Lord physically, since He is a spirit. We can contact Him as a spirit within us. He is the life-giving spirit. Since He is the spirit, we can take Him and feed Him as our food. Contacting the spirit is the key. I mean, we can read the Bible to gain the knowledge, even the footnotes, life studies, but all that will not amount to anything unless we have the spirit. We exercise our spirit.
Amen.
I like day one. It said, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Who comes to me shall no means hungry. And just, he not only died, but also resurrected. The resurrected Lord will enter into whoever shall eat His flesh and drink His blood to be joined and mingled with Him as one.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen. I was really blown away by this week, and I really identified with the sentence on day 4
about John 6:57. The strongest and strangest sentence in the entire Bible is John 6:57. The Lord, who is the Almighty God and the creator of the universe, exhorts us to eat him. And I was really, I actually went back and looked at the version of the Bible that I read growing up, which is the NIV version, because I was thinking, like, surely these verses in John 6 didn't say what the recovery version says, because I missed it completely. But I actually read two separate versions, and they were very similar to the recovery version. So I think the main point was that I wasn't exercising my spirit when reading it. But yes, I'm just thankful for this ministry, and on day 6, how it just cleared up that the spirit is mysterious, and so we need something substantial, and that is the word.
Amen.
So we just exercise our spirit in reading the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we're eating Christians.
Amen.
I'm sure you all have the same experience as I did with the church life, because I came out of Christianity, and like Melissa, we read that verse, but it didn't make any impact on us. So like, went to the saints' homes, and so let us eat Jesus, or eat, you know, eat Jesus all over the dining room. What kind of Christians are we? Very, very bothered by it. But as I allowed the Lord to keep me here, I started to realize this is what, you know, this is what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't eat the Lord, there is no manifestation.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't eat the Lord, there is no going on with the Lord.
Right.
If we don't eat the Lord, he doesn't gain his purpose. And so anyway, I just was so, I'm so thankful that the Lord keeps bringing us back.
Amen.
We never graduate from
eating. Amen.
Amen. Every day, I don't like to eat, but I eat because I have to. But eating the Lord Jesus, that's not, we have to do it.
Amen.
It's not if you want to, you can eat the Lord a little bit today, but it's okay. No, we have to have this in our being.
Amen.
We wake up in the morning, Lord, I need to eat you today.
Amen.
It's just a matter of eating. We also have to assimilate and digest.
Yeah.
So many times I eat something, but I get my stomach ache because it didn't digest right.
Yeah.
And so it's the same with the word. A lot of times I'll read a word or, you know, enjoy a word, and it just doesn't set right. And I realize my digestion's off. And so anyway, we just need to keep eating, digesting, and enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
Wow. I love to eat, by the way.
We all love
to eat. Amen. Food is so good.
Amen. Amen.
If we notice the whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, there is a theme.
Mm-hmm.
It starts in the first two chapters.
Right.
You see it again in the last two chapters.
Right.
And what is that? It's just eating.
Eating.
Amen.
Notice that the Lord gave us food for our physical bodies. He says he presented to Adam every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food.
Mm-hmm.
So that was for the physical body,
right?
And then he presented another tree, the tree of life. And we know what that is. That's Christ himself in the disguise of a tree in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
You fast forward to the end of the Bible, you have another tree, the same tree that was in the beginning. It was the tree of life.
Amen.
So we're not going to graduate from eating, right, Brother
Bean?
We're going to keep eating for eternity.
Amen.
I'd like to read some verses. Francine couldn't come today, but she wrote some verses down, and this has to do with eating. So Revelation 19:13, his name is called the Word of God.
Amen.
Then John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
Jeremiah 15:16, I think this is her favorite verse. Your words were found and I ate them.
Amen.
Your words were found and I ate them.
Amen.
And they became to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart.
Amen.
Let's see here. Psalm 119:103, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 8:3, man lives not on bread alone, but by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of Jehovah.
Amen.
Job 23:12, I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food.
Amen. Wow.
Psalm 119:1, let's see. I am the bread of life.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's keep eating, saints.
Amen. Amen.
We'll masticate Jesus.
Amen.
I really enjoyed on day six, the sentence, although the Spirit is wonderful, he's too mysterious. We need something solid, visible, tangible, and touchable. The word of life. I just enjoy that the word that the Lord gave us is the embodiment of this Spirit, which is so mysterious. I remember when I, many years ago, my brother was speaking to me about our spirit. And I remember he was also new in the church. And I just didn't understand him. He said, we have a human spirit to touch God. And I was like in middle school when I heard that. And many years later, you know, I was open to try to pray and exercise my spirit. So, you know, this matter of the spirit is very mysterious. But we have the embodiment of the embodiment of the spirit is the word.
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen.
So the way to receive this wonderful spirit, you know, Christ became the spirit in his resurrection so that we can receive him, but the way is through receiving this word into us. I'm just so thankful for the Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm very thankful for the Bible.
Amen.
It's God's word.
Amen.
Oh, how important are words to man?
Amen.
How important are words to man?
Yes.
Extremely important.
Yes.
You are who you are because of words spoken to you.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
You are who you are because of words that you've received into you.
Right.
And taken into you.
Yes.
God's word is so important.
Right.
And it's food for man.
Amen.
It is food. The things we take into us are food for man.
Amen.
So we need to be careful what we eat.
Amen.
Oh, it's so good to eat God's word.
Amen.
And to take it in as spiritual nourishment to you.
Amen.
And you know what? It will not just nourish you inwardly spiritually. It will actually change you.
Amen.
Constitutionally.
Yes.
As it begins to work and operate, circulate, become you.
Amen.
It will become your very selves.
Amen.
It will change you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord for the Bible.
Amen.
We have God's word.
Amen.
And this word was embodied in a man.
Amen.
And this man is wonderful.
Amen.
You need to read the Gospels. If you haven't been introduced to this man, you need to read the Gospels. You will be very impressed.
Amen.
With what a man he is.
Amen.
And this man spoke words. And this man became the life-giving spirit to indwell you.
Yes.
And then re-speak
Amen.
These words in your inner being.
Amen.
To change you constitutionally.
Amen.
Oh, we need to put our eyes on the written word.
Amen.
And we need to take this word into us, into our being.
Amen.
We need to come to him.
Amen.
Come to the person behind those words.
Amen.
Don't study it. Eat it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Shall live because of me.
Amen.
How can we eat so that we can live the Lord's life? Everyone wants to live this kind of life.
Amen.
There's one word that really shines upon my heart. Receive. So we eat by receiving.
Amen.
Receive means we believe into the words.
Right.
Whatever God said, we just amen to it.
Amen.
We just exercise our spirit to pre-read it, to praise it, to amen to it.
Amen.
And then the words come into us.
Yeah.
Not through our mind, not through our soul, but through
amen.
Our spirit.
Amen.
Don't question that. Sometimes you don't understand it. We just amen to it. We receive it.
Mm.
Even before we understand it, we already receive this love-giving spirit.
Amen.
After we receive the words, then the words became the spirit, love-giving spirit, that really nourished me. I mean, this week, I really realized how this love-giving spirit nourished me.
Mm-hmm.
That is through the word.
Amen.
Through the speaking words, the rhema words. So sometimes when I'm weak, I'm down, the word comes, be strong, take courage. Sometimes when I want to pursue the word comes, don't love the word. Mm. If you love the word, the heart of the love of the Father is not in you.
Right.
Sometimes when we are in the prayer meeting, we feel sorry for someone suffering, then the word comes. This will turn out to be salvation through
Amen.
Your protection and the bountiful supply of the love-giving, bountiful supply of the love-giving spirit.
Amen.
So there's always the supplying through the words.
Amen.
But sometimes, probably, we don't have the words. Our mind wander in the world, in the news, in the entertainment,
yeah.
in the some negative darkness.
Yeah.
At this time, another word says, set your mind on the Spirit,
Amen.
There is life and peace.
Amen.
So we need to exercise our spirit to use the word so that we can receive the life, receive the supply of the words.
Amen.
And with the words supplying us, sometimes we speak, we
Amen.
Prophesy, we preach the gospel, then the word, and then the spirit come out, become the words, and the words come into others,
Amen.
And the word become the spirit in others.
Amen.
And continually this words. This words like delivers the life, delivers the spirit into all of us. Whoever receives the words, whoever lives in this life. So we can all experience this word. Jesus said, he who eats me shall live because of me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So on day 6, John 6:48, I am faith.
No.
Oh, no.
No. No. No.
Yes. 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 I am. The Lord is faith.
Yeah.
He's faith to us.
I am.
Oh, yeah.
I am faith. This week I was reading it and I was concentrating on bread of life, blood, and I was saying, Lord, I'm not getting something. Then he said, so how do you eat me as bread? How do you eat me? He said, by prayer. Singing psalms and him, fellowshipping, reading the word. He said, yeah, but those are all outside things, outward things. How do you receive me? And then I went to the day that talks about by believing in what he did.
Mm-hmm.
To believe into is to receive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I began to see, and I went through the whole week again. This time looking for the matter of faith.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Faith, saints, the faith that we have received, Christ,
Amen.
Is the bread of life.
Right.
Amen.
Faith is the bread of life. Amen. Exercising faith is how we eat him.
Amen.
Living by faith is how we eat him. We are a people of faith
Amen.
Who must live by faith.
Amen.
That's how we eat the Lord. You know, it was always like, eat the Lord is here, live by faith is here. And, well, the Lord just brought it all together.
Amen.
That's the simplicity of our Christian walk.
Amen.
We walk by faith.
Amen. Amen.
Because as we walk by faith, we are continually eating the Lord.
Amen.
Taking him in. Being constituted in with him. Saints, faith comes by hearing the word.
Amen.
My sister was talking about speaking.
Amen.
What is it when you speak in faith and you speak faith to others? What do they receive? They receive Christ. They receive faith.
Amen.
Faith, we receive his words. We do that. I mean, I just went through the whole, it was like it just opened up these days to me when I saw it. To believe is to experience faith.
Right.
In and through faith, by faith, walking by faith. I even looked at Hebrews 11:1. Now, what? I'll take it further. Now, faith is a substantiation.
Yeah.
And then the Lord said, but what about the Spirit? Doesn't the Spirit in our spirit substantiate the
That's
things
right.
we hope for?
That's right.
So I change that around too. Now, the Spirit is the substantiation of things hoped for,
Amen.
The evidence of things not seen.
Saint,
Lord. Right? The Spirit is faith.
Amen.
This, Lord, what is this? This is so simple, so uncomplicated, yet when we come to our practical living, it's not so simple. But Lord, that we may be those who live by faith,
amen,
who are constantly exercised in faith, that we might be constantly eating of it.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed that matter of the word and how the word is the bread of life.
Yeah.
And that to eat him is not a once-for-all matter.
Mm.
It is a daily matter.
Amen.
And even a moment-by-moment experience of the Lord.
Amen.
And AJ and I were having a time together, and we were talking about the word and how the word is living.
Right.
And how much the enemy just doesn't like you to pick up the word.
Because yeah,
he
yeah.
knows there's something being, you know, a
That's
transaction
right.
being
yeah.
made.
Yeah.
And then the matter of the bread, I just all of a sudden just thought about something. We have a group meet for our small group for dinner on Fridays. And everybody was signing up for something, and Andrew signed up for bread. And we just had this store opened up, and they make the best bread. But you honestly have to get there in the morning because it sells out. And they do it fresh every morning. So I'm texting the group. I'm like, Andrew, I want to bring the bread this week. But I was thinking about, as I was sitting here, they have to make it fresh. And they don't make a lot of it because they don't want the excess there because it'll get stale. So I was just sitting here thinking, wow, we have a living bread every morning.
Yes.
And in some ways, we need to be desperate.
Yes.
And we can bring it to one another.
That's right.
So anyways, I just enjoyed the bread.
Amen.
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 I enjoyed that Lord Jesus has come to us as the bread of life. The Lord's purpose was to make us to eat him and receive him. I've been reading the book, Eating the Lord, these days, and it says that after God created man, God did not say that man needed salvation or to obey him or do not something. He put man before the tree of life and told man eat. So the Lord wants us nothing but to just eat him. So, what I'm thankful is that Lord Jesus came to us as little crumb to be easy to eat, so that we could digest him and even be constituted with him. Just like eating food once doesn't make us to be constituted with him. Even though he is eatable bread, if we don't eat him daily, we cannot be constituted. We have to eat him day by day. Then the Lord could be our constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Lord Jesus,
amen.
Thank you for coming us as the bride.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Go, go.
John 6:27. Mm. Work not for the food which perishes, but for the food which abides into eternal life.
Amen.
So, you know, how easy is it for us to go to work and, you know, get fed up with our customers or coworkers. And say, it's not so easy to go day to day, moment to moment.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So that I may touch them in you.
Yeah.
And do your will.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Well, I have two kids, and when they were born, they were about 7 pounds 10 ounces and 7 pounds 12 ounces, respectively. And now they're about close to 60 pounds and about 53 pounds.
Okay.
Now. So, what has happened all these years? All these years, they have been eating.
Amen.
I mean, that's what Samuel and Elena need right now. They need food.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this week, I just enjoyed the same principle applies to our Christian life.
Yeah.
This week, I enjoyed the new definition of being a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
The Christian. Christians are eaters. So this is proved by this point in Romans number 2. In the growing up in a Christian home, I had this thought, like, why the Lord have to come to the earth?
Mm-hmm.
For what reason?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes, there are sins that he needs to take care of and all other stuff that came along with that. but the primary purpose for which the Lord Jesus came down out of heaven to earth was to accomplish one central matter, to give himself to us as food.
Amen.
And when I began to see this, my Christian life as a young Christian revolutionized.
Amen.
From that point on, my Christian life totally changed. I changed from a doer to eater.
Amen.
I tried to become someone, but I tried to focus on eating.
Amen.
And last Friday, I got a call from school that my daughter developed a fever, and then I had to go pick her up. But here we see that means some other elements that is not supposed to be in her system got into her system.
Yeah.
And as we go on as a Christian life, we begin to see some problems coming up. And I just try to fix that problem. I go to that problem. But what my wife and I began to do was just to give him more supplements, more fresh food, home-cooked meal, and then the fever just subsided. So here, what we need to do as a Christian is just to eat and live.
Amen. Eat and live. Amen.
I also enjoyed this revelation of the Lord being the bread.
Amen.
Just a few lines from the morning revival. In day one, the Lord's work clearly showed the form in which he came to the earth, in the relationship that he wanted to have with his people. The Lord Jesus came down out of heaven to earth in the form of food.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just amazing. No other person in the entire world,
right,
wise men, like they say, no sage has had this thought.
Yeah.
I'm going to come and be food to you.
Right.
That is how he came. He came to accomplish redemption because he wanted to be a bread. That is just so precious. In John 6, the Lord did not have the status of a king or an archangel. His status was the bread.
Amen.
What a God we have.
Amen.
You know, we worship him, we love him.
Amen.
And what he wants to be to us is our very substance that we live by.
Amen.
Like he says, we will marvel. If we were to say this, we will marvel. Then in day three, the divine thought versus our concept. We want to work for God. Now that he died for me, I want to do something for him.
Right.
His divine thought is not to work for God, but to take Christ as our food and drink.
Amen.
Just eat me. Eat me and you live because of me.
Amen.
It's a wonderful sense.
Amen.
And then the last one in day six, you know, now that I realize I need to eat the Lord, how do I do that?
Okay.
And they bring the matter of the water.
Yeah.
And like Hussein was saying, we go to the water every morning, and there are times in which I consider like cereal. It's like I do it. You know, I'm going to do it. It's another day. But after reading this revelation, I realized, Lord, my going to the world needs to change. I need to come to the world to touch you.
Yeah.
Touch you. Yes. And this sentence in day six, the world is outside of us. When I receive the word into me, it immediately becomes the spirit.
Amen.
When I speak the word, the spirit once again becomes the word.
Amen.
And when we preach the gospel, we're actually preaching the word. When people believe the gospel, they believe the word. As strange as it seems, when people receive the word actually becomes the spirit within us.
Amen.
How wonderful
that
we can come to the written word and get the spirit.
Amen.
We get the spirit. Yes. We're nourished to be for the Lord.
Amen.
To be one with him and for him to fulfill his purpose.
Amen.
Praise him.
Amen. Amen.
Fallen man's concept is that we should do something for God,
right,
and to work for God. But the Lord's concept is that we would receive him.
Amen.
To take him in.
Yeah.
You can see that in a couple of verses in John 6, verse 28 says, then they, the crowd, said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God?
Yeah.
The next verse, Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe into him whom he has sent. Anyway, I just appreciated, you know, saints, I'm just thankful to be here this morning with you all, just hearing these words of life.
Amen.
That the Lord's goal is not for us. His desire, the reason he came down as the bread of life, was for us to take him in.
Amen.
And this will fulfill his purpose.
Amen.
We're being brought back to the beginning. You know, the beginning of the Bible is not Exodus 20, where you have the Ten Commandments, right? It begins with Genesis, with the tree of life, the Lord presenting himself as food.
Amen.
And today, our Christ, he is the Spirit.
Amen.
And this Spirit is embodied in the Word.
Amen.
And we're learning how to exercise our Spirit to touch the Lord as the Spirit in the Word.
Amen.
So that we can be supplied.
Amen.
So that we can
Amen.
Receive the life and the life supply.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed this week too, and day six. When you believe these words, something within you was quickened and became living.
Right.
Wow.
What is that? That's faith. And I didn't see that until my husband spoke that to me this morning.
Yeah.
It is the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But what gives us this Spirit? It's the believing into Him.
Mm-hmm.
It's receiving Him into us.
Amen.
He says, "Oh, ye of little faith, how much do we understand what this faith is? That has been imparted within our spirit." Our spirit has to operate by faith.
Amen.
Our spirit has to take the Word by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
That's right.
Impossible. Oh, ye of little faith. And that's what I was telling myself this morning. I'm like, okay, so then that's why I don't know if I'm exercising my spirit or not. It's because I'm not operating by faith. I'm operating by what I see. If I say, "Lord, you are the Spirit within my spirit. I desire you as the author and perfecter of my faith to increase my faith so that I can live this life and speak all these words of life into my brothers and sisters who do not believe." It is by believing into him that we are perfected in him. And so when we believe the Word, yet you receive the Spirit, the Word outside of you became the Spirit inside of you.
Amen.
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 So
Amen.
The Lord is the Spirit and the Word. The resurrected
Amen.
Christ is the Spirit. The Spirit is the Word. The Word is the Spirit. And the Spirit is the resurrected Lord for us to enjoy as faith.
Amen.
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 The word that keeps coming to me when the saints are speaking this is that they couldn't enter in because they didn't mingle the Word with faith. So we need to exercise our spirit of faith. I would just like to sit here and be a spectator. But I have to stand up right now and say something. I don't know what I'm going to say. But I did enjoy that in chapter 6 of John, we have the fulfillment of eating of the tree of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I called my sister in Denton and told her that, she said, "Why do you do that?" So it is through the Word. The Word. The problem today boils down to the Word. If we receive the Word, we have the Spirit within. If we have the Spirit within, then we have Christ as the inner supply of life.
Amen.
And that's the other thing. I saw something. I've always wondered why the ministry says life and life supply. So on day 4, I thoroughly enjoyed that it says, even though you may have been a Christian for many years, every day you are still hungry. Christ is not only your life.
Right.
He is also your life supply.
Amen.
Your daily food.
Amen.
Oh, brothers and sisters, we have daily food.
Amen.
Why should
be undernourished me.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus, I do not want to be an spectator either. Amen. I just so enjoyed the last three, all of their speaking this morning, but I don't know how many of you had a moment, and it seemed to me that many of you did, like me, of a Garden of Eden moment of Satan coming to complicate things. Mm-hmm. Because really, this is amazing. This is God's bringing us back to the original plan.
Yeah.
Amen. All along, he just wanted us to eat him, to depend on him, for him to be our life supply.
Amen.
And then Satan came and distracted Adam and Eve, and they lost it. And then the Lord come back to earth, and he brings the same speaking. Because the Lord is consistent and the Bible is consistent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, I'm the real bread. I'm the real blood. Just eat me and drink me.
Yeah.
Because now you need the blood because you need redemption because you fell. And we still go, oh, there must be a fluke in that verse. No way. It's the enemy again distracting.
Yeah.
When it's so simple. If we, thank God, we became the Spirit. The Spirit lives in us.
Amen.
Now we're back in front of the tree of life.
Amen.
We can eat him every day.
Amen.
Don't let the enemy distract you. Amen. Every morning say, you know what? I can partake.
Amen.
I can eat of him.
Amen.
And not just once a day. We can be like Brother Isai. We can eat three times and more. And we can just fulfill his plan. You know what will happen? We will go back to depending on him,
amen.
Eventually being transformed,
amen.
And eventually marrying him.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
I'm shaking.
Amazing.
Not because I'm nervous. It's because the enemy doesn't want this to be.
That's right.
Amen.
We just need to be brought back to God's eternal purpose.
Amen.
Sounds so simple, but he has done it.
Amen.
Amen. Just partake.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just partake.
Amen. Just partake.
Amen.
Brother Lee once said, our matter of eating absolutely depends on the matter of desperation.
Yeah.
If you're not desperate, if you're not hungry and thirsty, you know, we don't look for the food. But praise the Lord, this week I was just so, you know, my thought of eating the Lord has been just so uplifted.
Amen.
The primary purpose for which the Lord Jesus came down out of heaven to the earth was to accomplish one central matter. The primary purpose and the one central matter is to give himself to us as food. And the whole Bible is unveiling this matter of eating. In Genesis, like the brother said, there is a tree of life and it was good for food. And when we go to the Exodus, you know, the children of Israel were strengthened by eating the Passover lamb. And they were led to the wilderness, and they start complaining about their food. And then the manna comes for their constitution. And then in the good land, there is a rich produce of the good land for feasting. But in Revelation, when we go to the Revelation 2:7, to the church in Ephesus, it says, to him who overcome, I will give him the tree of life. And to the church in Pergamos, he says, to him who overcome, I will give him the hidden manna. And to the church in Laodicea, the Christ was outside the house knocking the door to enter in and dine with them for feasting.
Amen.
So just the Bible tells us how important is the matter of eating for us.
Amen.
We need to eat the Lord, we need to exercise our spirit and digest him, and eventually we need to be reconstituted with him for this primary purpose and one central matter.
Amen.
Thank you for your work. Oh, I'm hungry. I need you as God. Bread of life. I want to share one thing of ministry work. The Lord is the Spirit and the Word. The resurrected Christ is the Spirit. The Spirit is the Word. The Word is the Spirit. And the Spirit is the resurrected Lord. for us to his own. Now we know what he is and where he is.
Amen.
Hence, when we contact the Word in spirit, we are actually contacting the Lord himself as the living bread.
Amen.
When we receive the Word in spirit, we are receiving Christ himself as the abundant supply of life. Now, day by day, we are participating in this wonderful resurrected Christ as our food, life, and life supply. He is the spirit that gives life, and he is the word of life.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. You're the word and supply.
Amen.
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 I appreciated that the bread of God is he who came down.
Amen.
And he gives life.
Amen.
He didn't ask us to come up and to do something.
Amen.
But he came down to get us something.
Amen.
And that's himself is the bread of life.
Amen.
This week I got into the matter of digestion. Because eating, I enjoy eating in the morning, spending time with the Lord. But my digestion is a problem, my spiritual digestion.
Yeah.
But I appreciated this week is we need to. There were several we need to.
Yeah.
One of the we need to's is we need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Continue to contact him.
Amen.
The Christ we live by is the Christ we've eaten.
Right.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
It's not a doctrinal Christ.
Right.
It's the Christ that has gotten in you.
Yes. Yeah.
The Christ that we fed on.
Yeah.
That is the Christ we end up living on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, so this matter of digestion, I didn't realize it's like a multi-organ process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it starts in your mouth,
yeah.
your esophagus,
yeah.
and I guess your stomach,
yeah.
your pancreas gets involved, your gallbladder, your liver. I mean, it's intense.
Yeah.
And the real nutrition doesn't happen until it gets into your small intestine.
Right. Right. Yeah.
That's when the real supply comes.
Yeah. Right.
So digestion is so critical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so as I was getting into this, I had a small experience yesterday. Where I ate something in the morning spiritually, really enjoyed it.
Mm.
And then I had an experience yesterday evening. And the word came back to me, and I had a choice.
Mm.
Do I feed on this word?
Mm.
Do I let it become a part of me? Or do I hold on to this annoyance that I was experiencing? And by the Lord's mercy, I fed on the Lord. And I was totally released because I was like, Lord, are you bothered by this? And he was like, I'm not bothered. Hallelujah for that.
Amen.
But I really appreciate saying we eat, but we also need to digest by exercising our spirit.
Amen.
I'd like to just share one point. It's related to hunger. As our brother was starting to share, a lot of time we don't have spiritual hunger. And we don't eat if we're not hungry. And I don't think there has been a time when I was not hungry. There have been a time I ate little, but I don't think there's a time when I didn't eat physically. But I believe there has been time when I was not that hungry spiritually. And so, many years ago, there's a brother who was sharing about this matter of spiritual hunger. And his fellowship was, we need to ask the Lord, Lord, yeah. make me hungry.
Amen.
A lot of times we don't want to eat the spiritual food. We don't want to come to the Word. We don't even want to read any pages of the ministry. Or we should even ask ourselves, Lord, why haven't I eaten anything this week? And of course, if we don't eat, then we don't get the life supply. And then we're spiritually weak. We can't do the things that the Lord has entrusted into us, trusted to us. So may the Lord have mercy on us that we would have hunger.
Yeah.
Hunger
Amen.
To eat.
Amen.
And then, of course, we need to exercise the right organ to eat. You know, I love this chapter in John 6. The Lord is there. You know, he's telling them, okay, the Lord, you know, the Father didn't really give you the bread that came out of heaven. And then he goes, I am the bread that came down out of heaven. You know, then he goes, I am the living bread. I am the true bread.
Right.
You know? And so then they got a little bit disturbed somewhere down in verse 53, you know, or something like this.
Yeah.
And then So the verses say this is a hard word, right? And then the next verse said they were stumbled. They were stumbled by that word, that he is the bread. He was telling them in a few verses previously, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. That's a hard word. But he told them, no. I'm not talking about anything physical. You go to verse 63, it is a spirit that gives life.
Amen.
The flesh profits nothing. So we have to know which organ to use,
Amen.
What to come to the word with. And that organ is our human spirit.
Amen.
The Lord gave us a human spirit to contact the living word.
Amen.
And of course, like our brother Joseph was emphasizing, we have to exercise our spirit of faith and receive the word so we can get the nourishment and the benefit.
Amen.
Then eventually we won't be hungry and we won't feel weak. And then we can accomplish what the Lord has entrusted to us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to repeat a couple points. One, what Jason shared. The primary purpose for which the Lord Jesus came down out of heaven to earth was to accomplish one central matter. And that one central matter is not redemption.
Right.
It's to give himself to us as food.
Amen.
He wanted to do something in us organically that we would eat him, that he would be our nourishment, we would digest him, and eventually what? He would become our very constitution.
Amen.
Which means we would become him. So much higher than redemption. Mm-hmm. Right? But then the question is, well, how did we eat him? He said, he's the true bread, his flesh is true food, his blood is true drink. And as the saints have shared so well this morning, later he says, it's the spirit that gives life.
Right.
The flesh profits nothing. If you eat my physical flesh and blood, it will profit you zero.
Zero.
The spirit gives life.
Yes.
So it's getting closer, okay? But how do you get the spirit? Then he said, the words I speak to your spirit.
Right.
So it shows the spirit that gives life is embodied in the word. And I want to repeat this, reread this paragraph that several saints read from. The word is outside of us. When I receive the word into me, it immediately becomes the spirit.
Amen.
I like that. When I receive it,
yes.
it becomes spirit.
Amen.
When I speak it out, it becomes word again.
Yeah.
When we preach the gospel, we're actually preaching the word.
Mm.
When people believe the gospel, they believe the word. As strange as it may seem, when people receive the word actually becomes the spirit within them.
Amen.
For example, if you came to the Lord through John 3:16, you might pray, Lord, I thank you that you are so good to me. You have given your son to me. When you believed these words, something within you was quickened and became living.
Mm-hmm.
You believed the word, yet you received the spirit.
Amen.
The word outside of you became the spirit inside of you. When you listened to the word and received it, you somehow received the spirit also. This is very mysterious and marvelous. You know, any other book I take in, it does not have that effect.
Right.
I've studied many textbooks.
Right.
They do not give me life.
Right.
I've read a certain amount of poetry.
Mm-hmm.
It might be pleasant, but it doesn't give life.
Right.
But when you take the word into you, it gives you life.
Amen.
So it says here, if we do not touch the spirit in the word, we cannot receive life. So it's not even enough even just to read the Bible.
Right.
We have to touch the spirit in the word with our spirit. And what do we get? We get life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's very mysterious. What did he say here? But it's so marvelous. There's actually a book that you can take it in by the exercise of your spirit. And every time you do it, it will give you life.
Every time.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
However, many times I feel like when I come to the Word, I don't get that process. Because I realize that my heart isn't in the right place. The heart is the gateway to the Spirit.
Right.
And many times I have to confess, Lord, my heart isn't here. But Lord, I'm willing. Lord, open my heart.
Amen.
Lord, open my spirit to touch you. And it's so timely because this sister right here, she was my patient this week. And then
she, when I walked into the room, she was reading the Word.
Amen.
And then I was like, is that the Bible? And she said, yes, it's the Bible. And she said that she loves the Bible and that she's desperate for the Word. And I realized, wow, Lord, I need to be desperate.
Amen.
And her name is Marjorie. But Marjorie, when you read the Word, it's not only just words on a page, but it's the Spirit in the Word.
Amen.
When you read that Word, the Spirit, it becomes life to you.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for His Word.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the words of life.
Amen.
I just want to speak this again. Jesus is the bread of life.
Amen.
When I saw this week, this is shame, but I was like, oh man, maybe this would be boring and not important. I could not have, I want something big, you know, I want the city, you know, I want something huge, you know, but
right.
This is
right.
Huge.
Yeah.
You know, I was struck by
huge.
These phrases, one central matter, right? Strictly speaking, the Lord Jesus came to earth to accomplish one
central
matter,
right.
To give Himself to man as food,
amen.
So that He could be eaten by man as spiritual nourishment, be digested, become our constitution. The other phrase, primary purpose.
This is
the primary purpose for which the Lord came down.
Amen.
We're always wondering, if you wonder, what's the purpose? What's the primary matter?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is food.
Amen.
He's the bread of life.
Amen.
And another phrase that I enjoyed from the day two, I think, it says, our unique need.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find it. Day two, I was on the wrong day. Our unique need is Christ as our food.
Amen.
So this is His primary purpose, and this is our unique need.
Amen.
So we have a lot of problems in our life, a lot of problems in the world, but there's one unique need.
Amen.
Christ is our food.
Amen.
To eat and drink Jesus.
Amen.
To become the city.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
No, we're here because we ate.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say something very quickly. I eat the Word every day. And what I do is challenge myself is to renew my mind.
Amen.
Renewing my mind, thoughts are like clouds, they pass by.
Amen.
And I choose the clouds I hold on to.
Amen.
If I see a dark cloud, I have learned through Jesus, I don't have to pay any attention.
Right. Yeah, right.
Because God has given me dominion.
Amen.
So when I deal with the Father, I say thank you for letting me see what you're talking about. Because you didn't see Him because there was no one to represent Him in this plane.
Yeah.
And when Jesus came, every time I see the crucifixion, I crucify myself with Him.
Amen.
Because He tells us not to walk by sight.
Yeah.
And sight is not only what we see.
Yes, that's right.
Sometimes we get 10,000
concepts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk with a Bible, and I know it's not popular, and I don't really care.
Amen.
That's my prayer.
Amen.
But when I take my time, I say, Father, what is it that you want me to understand? Because we know we don't understand everything in the Bible.
Right.
But I ask Him.
Amen.
The only way He'll answer me is if I stay in that Word.
Amen.
Because I hear three voices. I hear the Father, I hear Satan, and I hear myself.
Yeah.
And somebody's got to die.
Yeah.
So the only way they die is to leave Satan in the Word, staying in the Word.
Amen.
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 You know, we're here because we ate.
Amen.
You ate physically, you ate psychologically, and you ate spiritually.
Amen.
You know, every man, you talked about the physical body. In order to live, you have to eat physically.
Amen.
Even just to function on a regular basis. If you
That's
don't
right.
eat, you're not going to function.
Right.
But you all are living, you know, job-wise, education-wise, whatever it is you're doing, because you fed yourself
psychologically.
All three parts of our being need to be fed. So how do we live the Christian life? By eating.
Mm-hmm.
By eating.
Yeah.
The word... Probably the rhema word that the Lord speaks to me the most is, he who eats me shall live because of me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually because I'm complaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lord this, Lord that, why this? The Lord just reminds me, he who eats me shall live because of me.
Mm-hmm.
There's this portion here, I think it was on day 4, it says, whenever we come to the Word, we need to exercise our entire being, especially our spirit, to contact Christ,
Amen.
Who is now the life-giving Spirit. Amen. We definitely need to read the Bible, but it is crucial that we contact the Spirit in the Word by exercising our whole being.
Amen.
If we do this, we will take it, we will take in Christ as our food supply.
Amen.
We will receive the Spirit as the heavenly manna.
Amen.
And I was fellowshiping with a brother this week over this portion, and I was just appreciating so much. Brothers and sisters, we know that Christ is the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
If you read the Bible and you never saw that Christ is the life-giving Spirit and that we have a human spirit, then you would read these words, he who reads me and shall live because of me, and they would mean nothing.
Nothing.
You would read right over them and gloss over them just as, okay, that's a verse in the Bible, I'm not sure I understand what that means. But if you know he's the life-giving Spirit,
right,
and that his Spirit is embodied in the Word,
right,
and that we are given, or we were born with the human spirit,
right,
and when we strike our spirit against the Word, we get nourished.
Amen.
He who eats me shall live because of me.
Amen.
I also realize the highest form of life needs the highest nourishment.
That's right. Amen.
You need to feed your physical body at least 3 times, or 2, or however many you want. You need to feed your psychological body to be a functioning human being, productive, right?
Amen.
But you know what the highest form of life is? It's the Zoe life in our spirit.
Amen.
And it needs to be fed, not 3 times, not moment by moment, but all the time as we breathe and eat in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. What a week, huh?
Yes.
What a week for the journey of our Christian life.
Amen.
To meet our need and to meet God's need.
Amen.
You know, today, everybody is looking for the superfood. You know, there's all these kinds of, you take this little pill and it's all your vegetables. You take this powder, take this. There's only one superfood in the universe, right? There's only one food that meets our every need. It's the all-inclusive food. It's the all-extensive food, right?
Right.
It's the bread that came down out of heaven.
Amen.
And I've always had a hard time with John chapter 6 because I think it was designed by God not to let you just read it and understand it, right? It was designed to eat. We need to get to the end of John chapter 6 where we need to see that the Spirit is the reality of all of these things, right? The Spirit embodied in the Word is the reality of everything that came before. And all these things, you know, we believe the Word concerning the Lord coming down out of heaven. We believe this Word, right? We believe that he's the incarnated God that didn't just come from God but came with God, right? He was the embodiment of God. And he, you know, he wasn't regenerated. He was generated. From the beginning, he was the fine flour mingled with the oil. He lived because of the Father, right? And then we believe this one, right, is not only the bread of life to feed us, we believe that this one is also the Lamb of God.
Amen.
He's the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world, right? He's the one who redeemed us.
Yes.
His blood was shed, right? And we receive this.
Yes.
You know, in verse 47, it says, he who believes has eternal life.
Amen.
Then later on in verse 54, it says, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life.
Amen.
So we see to eat is to receive.
Amen.
Right? To eat is to receive, and to receive is to believe.
Amen.
Also in John chapter 1 verse 12, it says, to as many as received him, he gave the authority or the power to become children of God, to those who believe into his name. So believing is receiving,
right?
This is a revelation. This is a revelation that we get by eating God,
Amen.
Right? We need to eat the Word.
Amen.
I like that Dean mentioned that word about eating, right? You know, babies eat, but not really. They just swallow. You know, you give him milk, they can't really chew. You ever see a baby try to eat?
No.
You know, they kind of food and they can't even find their mouth. And you have to be really careful how big it, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So we need to realize eating is more than just having something taste good in our mouth.
That's right.
We need to be aggressive. We need to be aggressive to chew, right? To chew, to gnaw, right? To take the word. It's nice. It doesn't say every phrase is the breath of God. It says every word. A phrase can maybe be a thought. You ever read the word? And when you're done reading it, you realize you were daydreaming about your laundry and you had to go back, right? It's silly. And so we need to use our mouth.
Amen.
You know, in John chapter 10, it says, with the heart you believe, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
I don't know, but we want to have eating.
Yes.
We don't want some just tasting or just an occasional swallow of something. We like to eat.
Amen.
We like to eat him.
Amen.
Right? That is so wonderful. So Amen. Wonderful that he is the bread of life.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That he is the true food.
Mm.
He's the reality
yes.
of every kind of food. And so we need to eat this one so that we can become this one.
Amen.
As the living Father sent me, and I live because of him.
Amen.
So he who eats me
Amen.
Will live because of me,
Amen.
You know, and not just live. A man in a coma is, or not just be alive. A man in a coma is alive, right? But we don't want to just be alive. We want to live. We want to live him. All that he is, you know. Finally, the Lord is typified by so many items. But he's typified by the fattened calf, right? I really like this. You know, the grass, wheat, signifies it's the vegetable life, right? For generating and for multiplication. And the animal life, we know, is for redeeming, right? And but isn't it so good in God's ordination that the cattle life, whether it's lamb or cattle, that what do? Cattle, a cattle is a beast of burden, right? It's to labor. But you ever see a cow? What does it do all day? Its face is in the grass. All he does is eat. You know, the Lord Jesus, as a man, he was hungry for God.
Amen.
All he did was eat. And I like. You know, everything we need is in this bread.
Amen.
The humanity that hungers for God is in this bread.
Amen.
Right? The humanity that loves God. The humanity that is satisfied by God.
Amen.
The humanity that is what? Joyful is in this bread. Everything is in this bread. And then the brother that shared this message, he said, you know, to eat this bread is to be in the reality of the Jubilee. It is to, and what is the Jubilee? He said, to be free from anxiety, but and to be excited and to be exalted. If we're eating this bread, right? If we're eating this bread, we need to be free of anxiety. This is possible. We need to be excited. And we need to be exultant.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Exciting bread. So now we'll have some announcements and just kind of conclude the meeting. Before we have the announcements, we'd like to see if there are any visitors here. We could start in this section. Anyone that's new or visiting, you could stand up and introduce yourself. Here. Okay. If he needs translation, you can give it to him.
Hi, I'm Ji-hun, brother from Korea. I'm his friend.
We used to be in the same locality back in Korea, so he's like in the transition from like the military service to back to school, so okay. He has a little bit of time, so we went to visit Austin, and we'll go to Semi together, and then we'll fly back to Korea. Yeah.
What's your name?
Ji-hun.
Ji-hun, welcome. Okay, anyone from this section, new, visiting?
And I'm seeking him wherever I've been here since 2019. I hail from New York. In New York, there's a church on every corner.
Yeah.
But not like here. This is completely different. And you have to seek out, you know, people who are connected to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And if I don't feel the Spirit, then I don't stay. Doesn't mean I won't come back. That has nothing to do with it. But there's certain places I've gone to when the music is very loud and it's very judgmental. And I say, well, God, you're not here, but come.
Amen.
Leave your spirit here. Touch these people so they'll know you're not deaf and you're not blind. But I'm just seeking a home. That's it.
Amen.
Welcome. Your name again, ma'am?
Marjorie.
Marjorie. Okay. Remember Marjorie. Amen. Anyone new or visiting in this section?
I'm not here, but I stood up because this is the last time in Austin. I'm leaving this Thursday, so I'll go to the Atlanta and winter training and go back to Korea. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Good. All right, anyone in this section, new or visiting?
Not new or visiting, but I'm skipped 4 months in between coming to the meeting every now and then. But some of you all don't know me. I'm Charlie Albertanner.
Amen.
We grew up here, moved away for a while, and came back a couple years ago. So, pursuing the Lord.
Amen.
All right, great. Anyone else? Okay, some announcements real quick. First one here is related to the need for hospitality for Singapore Saints. A group of 13 saints from Singapore will be blending with the church in Austin prior to attending the winter training. There is still a need for 2 nights of hospitality for 8 brothers. Okay, they will arrive on Tuesday the 17th and depart on Thursday the 19th. Regarding meals, the hosts need only to provide dinner on Tuesday night and breakfast on Wednesday and Thursday morning. Okay, so if you're able and willing to host one or more of these brothers, just fill out the form in the email link that is sent, or you can contact Mark. Okay, Mark's over there in the back. Other announcements. We will continue morning revival in week 8. So we'll continue the same material, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ, volume 2 in week 8. And of course, our Bible reading schedule for the Old and New Testament continues. Today will be Exodus 37 and New Testament Luke 12 and continuing. Then we have some important items. The new Holy Word for Morning Revival books are available for sale in the district book room in the back for $5.50. What's the subject? The next one. Remember? Not yet? Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
We just started. We just started.
Exactly. So what is it? Oh, this is about the volume 2 that we're in.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Praise the Lord for the brothers. All right, we're going to have to work on this one. Okay, so the next thing is the Winter 2024 Video Semi-Annual Training. The video training, December 24th through January the 5th. Okay, the semi-annual video training registration is now open. The deadline is December 10th. That's in 2 days from now. Okay, so any registrations after December 10th, you'll have to pay a late fee of $25 for that. So there's a link here you could click to register. All right? The corporate Lord's Table meeting will be tonight, December 8th. All the districts of the church in Austin will meet for a corporate Lord's Table meeting at 5:30 on Lord's Day. That's here, okay, tonight at the Congress Meeting Hall. If you'd like to attend virtually, there's a link here for that, okay? Then the corporate prayer meeting, December 18th. Please remember, on the 18th, Wednesday, there will be a corporate prayer meeting of the church at the Congress Avenue Meeting Hall. That's right here at 7:30 followed by special fellowship that we've had before. There is a Zoom option for those who cannot attend in person, and use the link under the prayer meeting section of these announcements, which is further below. Of course, there's some other things that are coming up, like the Houston Christian Conference, December 13th and 15th, and of course some other items, family retreat, much later. There's one more announcement related to kiddos, your children, your little children. Don't forget the children. Okay, toddlers and pre-K are in cabin 102. K through 3 are in cabin 106. 4 through 6 are in cabin 107. Do we have any other announcements, brothers?
Yo. When is the 2025 calendar?
I never heard about that, man. Was it available? Wasn't it just
I thought that's already.
Yeah, was it? Oh.
Oh, the church calendar.
Church calendar for 2025? You mean the church calendar? Okay, that one. I don't know. That's.
I don't know.
We'll get back to you on that.
Right.
Nothing else we can go
for. Oh. Yeah. Hey, so what's your schedule look like for next week?
For next week,
I
think I'll be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're okay.